Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And my guest today has an encore career after being an innovative spa and wellness director with 15 years of experience in luxury hotels and a variety of spa brands located across Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Her love to lead, encourage, and support others in their growth and success has stayed with her when she decided to become a global entrepreneur. Since her startup over 4 years ago, she has gained a new sense of self, has clear personal and financial goals, and has tapped into her new love of being a writer, which I was so impressed to learn about, I have to say. She is a returning guest and a new member of Team Power. Kara Juca, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here, and I was really impressed to learn that the 4 years of your journey of being with Rodin and Fields, which is a multi-level marketing company, has led you, and you've kind of blossomed into being a writer. And did you always know that?
I did. Well, I'll get into it a little bit later, but when I was younger, when I was a young girl, I used to just close myself in my room and just write out poems. I loved to write poems. I loved to read poems. I loved literature.
Really?
I loved quotes. So it's just funny how I do feel like my life has come full circle.
Wow. Well, you have been with them for only 4 years, and you've been promoted 7 times all along the way, serving hundreds of happy customers, myself included. My skin has cleared up. And can I just say right now that I tried for over a year, maybe longer, because my skin was full of acne for a lot of hormones going through my body. And for a long time, I was really just trying to clean my makeup brushes, take care of my skin, eat better, and nothing was really doing it. And I finally surrendered and let go and decided to sign up and use the product. And I was a proactive girl years ago. I told you that. And my skin looks amazing. I got one little pimple this morning, but the hormones are really, really strong. So, but my skin looks great.
It looks beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even believe I waited this long.
I know.
Like, what was I thinking?
I don't know.
Well, I was really just trying to do it from the inside out. But anyway, so you have many happy customers and you've been promoted 7 times.
I have, yes.
So how does that feel?
I'm finally getting to the point in my life where I'm starting to really kind of relish in where I am. In previous seasons, I felt like I always just wanted more and more and more, and I still do want more, and that's why I have such a fire for this opportunity. Mm. But I'm finally still just kind of sitting in it and being grateful for where I am and being grateful for the fact that I had the courage to step into it.
And being more present.
Yes, and being more present in where I am and the journey, and it's all about the ride.
So how did you do it, though?
Consistency. It's just consistency over time. Consistency over time, and it just starts to snowball after a while.
I imagine there's many other things that it takes to have the success that you've had.
It does take a lot of courage.
Courage, consistency. I imagine perseverance.
Definitely, because there's definitely some hard times. Mm. But you just kind of have to push through those hard times and keep going.
It's almost like, well, in life, you have to push through the hard times. And when you take two steps back, you got to take three steps forward. You know, I mean, I feel like that's just life in general.
Right.
So this is another aspect of it. And on the other side of this is a happy rainbow. Right?
Yes.
So why do you believe that multi-level marketing, MLM, is a road that is less traveled or less desired almost?
I think it's not what it used to be. I think a lot of people have preconceived notions about it. And so they shut themselves off to it completely and they don't want to even look at it. And then for me, once I truly looked at it and saw the opportunity for what it truly is, it's really a brilliant business opportunity. And the world is just evolving in this way that we're using social commerce in all of our businesses, really. So if people start to see that for what it is now, then I think more and more people will appreciate it and want to jump in.
Well, it is a modern world.
Right.
Right? Yes. We're living in a modern world. So in your opinion, some people are originally turning it down, but coming along for the ride?
Yes, I have had people.
Are you seeing a lot of that happening?
Yes, I'm seeing a lot of that happening. And it's always once they open their mind to it. I've had people that have said, no, it's not for me. And then once they open their mind to taking just a little bit of a closer look, they end up jumping into it and then end up loving it and being so grateful for it.
And a little closer look, like looking at the structure and how you're compensated and the possibilities.
Right. Just having a conversation about it.
Mm. And what is one of your values that you take the most pride in, that you pour really into your team?
Well, I'm definitely a very caring person, I think sometimes almost to a fault, but I do believe that helps with my customers and with my team, because I definitely want to see people happy. I want to see them succeeding. I want to see them pushing for more in their lives too. So I think caring for sure.
And how often are you meeting with your team? I'm assuming it's all virtual.
Mostly virtual, yes. Once in a while, we'll get together for dinners and events just to kind of really like pump each other up and feel that community. But yes, mostly virtual. I have contact daily with some and weekly with others.
Mm. And how many do you really want to build your team to?
The sky's the limit, really.
And you said this in the last interview. You said something about the possibilities are endless.
They really are, yes. There's like teams of 50,000. So anything is possible in this business.
Wow. I can't even imagine.
I know.
Like, I have 26 on my team right now, the three teams. I can't imagine having that many people on my team. But as you grow and more people come in, you know, it just all works its way out slowly. It's not something that happens overnight.
Right. And you have partners, and then those partners have partners, and then that's how it kind of grows to be that big. It's not only you growing all these people. It's the people that you're growing are growing other people as well. So.
Okay. Now, what do you want to share with the listener about this importance of seeing this as an opportunity for themselves, not an opportunity for you? Because it is all of that, the layers of teams, and people are benefiting from the people below you and all of that. But what do you really want to share about the importance of the person looking at it for themselves?
Well, I mean, anyone can be successful in this business, And it's not, it doesn't even have to be at first. It could just be like you want Target money or you want date night money.
You want gas Target
money.
Target.
Okay.
I'm going there today, actually. I can't believe you just said that. So it just, if you want a little extra.
A little extra at first. And then you might start to see that extra build. And then you could start dreaming for more like I did. But it's really for anybody that wants a little bit extra. And you don't have to have a huge team, but you can if you want to. And I just think it's an incredible opportunity regardless of what your current situation looks like in life.
Mm. And we're going to talk about the ideal person that you want to help build their own team. But part of that really is the person that wants to capitalize on the direction the world is going. And it is a modern world, and it's going in that direction. It's already been in that direction. How long has Rodan and Fields been doing the, when did they switch over?
In 2008, they switched over.
Switched over from being in?
They were in high-end department stores, such as Nordstrom. They were number one in Nordstrom.
Okay.
Macy's, Bloomingdale's.
Okay, so 2019.
Yeah, so it's been a little over 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we do have to go to break. You can find Kara Juca on powerfulwomenrevealed.com. You can also go to thedreamjournal.net, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, HECM.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles. Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Yeah, when I come to her, when the sun goes down, take away my trouble, take away my grief, take away my heartache in a night like a thief. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Kara Juca, and you can go to thedreamjournal.net to contact her right away. And I picked this song because of you.
Thank you.
Because you are so lovely, and you're gentle and sincere and kind and caring is what you described yourself earlier, which I think is what your teammates describe you as. So really, you want people to come on board your team because this is your uniqueness. Like, you are different, and there's many people out there that represent Rodan and Fields. There's many people out there that represent lots of different multi-level marketers, but this is one of the gifts and talents that you have for people to join your team.
Thank you.
And really, you want to, you know, stand in that value because it's important. There are people out there that don't want to be shoved or pushed, and they want somebody with a gentle authority.
I appreciate that.
Gentle authority. A global entrepreneur who has a gentle authority.
I love it.
Isn't that great, though? Yes. Because that's who you are. And you really want to align with more people that are like you.
Right.
Right? So your kids are how old?
1.5 and 3.5.
Okay. And you left a really high-powered spa director position.
I did, yes.
To stay at home with your kids, be at home more, but still be able to provide for your family.
Right, absolutely.
And that's what it's about.
Yes.
Mm. So now I want to talk about Rodan and Fields a little bit before we go into the Dream Journal. Sorry, I jumped ahead earlier. Who are Katie Rodan and Kathy Fields?
So they are the two Stanford-trained dermatologists that discovered Proactiv. So they were best friends in college, and they kind of put their brilliant minds together and launched Proactiv back in the 90s. Mm. So they are still practicing dermatologists in San Francisco, and their customers, their clients were coming to them with concerns well beyond acne. And they have such a long waiting list, it's like 3 years, I think, waiting list. So their customers were like, we need products, but we don't want to wait for the prescription. Can you give us something that we can use at home so that we don't have to come into the office and get the prescription, but something that's as effective as that?
Really?
So that's how they put their minds together and launched wow. Rodan and Fields.
Well, there was such a need for it.
Yes.
I mean, I was a Proactiv gal for a long time. And Adam Levine, and I'm thinking all of these people right now in my head that are Proactiv people. But anyway, so California. They're out in California.
They are, yes.
So do you have trips? Do you take trips?
I did earn an all-expenses paid trip to San Francisco and Napa Valley.
I want that. Yeah. If anyone's listening.
It's one of the many perks.
So that's a great perk if you really want to take a trip with a tribe.
With a tribe.
This it's is so your own tribe. So all of your people within your team, people outside of your team,
yes,
connecting.
Yes, I met so many people through this opportunity. I've gained so many friends that I would never have even known. So many people that are so important in my life now that I would never even have known without this opportunity.
Wow. So that is huge. So what was missing in your life when you were the spa director?
I think just not a lot of room for growth. I didn't feel as though there was something
that
was mine. It was a grind. I did feel like it was a grind. It was kind of like a hamster wheel in a way.
Even though it was a luxury position.
Right.
Luxury spa, luxury position. It was still that kind of a grind.
I felt like it looked great on paper. I had a great role. I had a great name for myself, but it just didn't, something wasn't, the fire wasn't there.
Mm. So why do you believe that this is a feel-good opportunity?
There's just so much good energy surrounding it. We're always evolving. We're always future-minded. Everybody wants everyone to succeed. And the company themselves does so much to recognize its consultants and celebrate its consultants.
So there are stereotypes out there about multi-level marketing. That's not the positive energy.
Right.
The positive energy is within the company.
Completely, yes.
Mm.
And I have friends that are so close to me on other teams. I don't benefit them at all and vice versa, but we just work together because we just want each other to succeed. And that is, it's all across the company, just
well,
like
you're,
that.
And you're feeding off of each other.
Right, exactly.
Mm.
It's such a fire.
And so you attribute all of the success to winning, not winning these 7 awards, but having these 7 promotions.
Mm-hmm.
You attribute it to being consistent?
I do. Consistent and courageous. And just kind of being able to see the vision in the long term and sticking with that when things get tough.
Mm. And really, you have stated that you have failed over and over and over again. and which has helped you to see how you can succeed in this business.
Right.
Where have you failed over and over again?
Well, I would say it's kind of like failing forward, just always kind of maybe making a mistake here and there, and then being willing to look at it. Okay, how can I learn from this? And then how can I shift and do it a little bit differently next time? And more you do that, and the more it kind of builds on top of the other, then you eventually start to find your flow and your groove, and things start to move quicker.
So you can also provide insight to your team.
Absolutely.
From all of these things that you've, you know, little mistakes or little failures that you've overcome.
Yes.
So it's almost like a personal growth experience.
It's a complete personal growth experience. It really
because,
is.
Because, you know, now you've discovered that you are a writer.
Yes.
Right?
Somehow.
And somehow along the way, you've sort of fast-tracked your way to the real you.
Absolutely. Yes, I like that.
Right? That just came to me just now. Well, we do have to go to break, but I want to touch a little bit on, again, who the ideal person that you want to help looks like. So they could be a stay-at-home mom that is sort of, maybe they're lost.
Maybe just looking for a little bit more something from themselves. Mm.
And really somebody that wants to connect with the community more. Because I was a stay-at-home mom for almost 10 years, maybe 9 years. And you really need that connection with other
people.
Adult
conversation.
Adult conversation. And really to become a business owner, it helps you get through those younger years when your kids are younger, if you need that kind of help. I needed it.
It was such an outlet for me when they're still so young, but even in the newborn phase, it was such an outlet for me, such a positive light for me.
Yeah, and I didn't do it. I didn't have that help. I had connections, but I was really alone a lot, you know?
Such a lonely time.
Yeah, I had the soap operas, and that really wasn't serving me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I did name some of my children after the soap operas. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I did. But anyway, all right, we have to go to break. My guest is Kara Juco. You can go to thedreamjournal.net. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9
WATD. Hi, my name is Julie Hatch, and I've practiced as a pediatric nurse practitioner for over 20 years. I created Moms on a Mission to help mothers handle their child's challenging behavior. You can get to a place of confidence and calm through my convenient Moms on a Mission coaching program and your continued commitment to raising your child in the best possible way. If your child is challenging you, let's get you beyond that behavior. Contact me for a free 30-minute consultation today at juliehatch@hotmail.com.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them reflections cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Order your reflections cards today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
There are days I wake up and I pinch myself. You're with me, not someone else. And I'm scared, yeah, I'm still scared. That is all a dream. Cause you still look perfect as days go by. Ones you make me smile. I'd stop the world if it gave us time. Cause when you love someone, you open up your heart. When you love someone, you make room. If you love someone and you're not afraid to lose them, you probably never loved someone like I do. You probably never loved someone like I do. When you say
make you feel everything becomes so real.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Kara Juca, thedreamjournal.net. I can't even tell you how impressed I was.
Thank you.
I pulled it up on my computer, I was like, oh my God. So I don't know you enough. Clearly, because
not many people do.
and because I had no idea you were doing this. So when did this happen? When did you create the website?
I created the website. I started in November, so it's brand new.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it looks beautiful.
Thank you. You're
beautiful. I love what you said to me. We reunited back in October, and I love that you said, well, it's great when people say thank you. So when you say, I told you you looked great, you know, you said thank you. But what I loved was that you said, I've been taking care of myself. And I was like, oh my God, I wish more people would say that. Like, say thank you and then, you know, say why. And I was so glad to hear it because it's important to take care of ourselves.
So important.
And that's part of your whole thing with Rodan and Fields is really taking care of yourself. And that's what you promote and you support with all of your teammates, right?
Right.
So this dream journal. So you've been journaling from a child, you said earlier.
Yes.
And what is the mission of the dream journal?
The mission is to just share my true heart and hope that maybe it resonates with someone else. Maybe I can help someone else too, feel a little bit less alone in their thoughts.
Mm.
I was a psychology major in college, so
perfect.
It really does all come completely full circle for me, because a lot of my writings is kind of about the inner workings of the mind and heart and inner voice.
Mm. Psychology major, you can do anything with a psychology major.
Absolutely. Helps me with leading my team as well.
I wish I was a psychology major. So being vulnerable is really important to you, to be vulnerable and share those thoughts so that other people are not, so that your walls can come down and other people are not afraid to talk to you, or?
Just so other people aren't afraid or feeling alone. I think when you share your true heart and your true self and your true thoughts and all of that, you share like a connection with other people.
Mm. And it's, you bring everybody in.
Right.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, you didn't always know you wanted to be a writer.
No.
But you've always been writing.
Yes.
And this is now, so this is something that happened during your journey.
With Rodan and Fields, yes.
Because what were you writing for?
So Rodan and Fields just kind of thrust me into the personal development space from very early on. I became a leader from very early on, and I was motivating myself so that I could motivate my team. Mm. I was reading all types of personal development books. And so I would kind of share what I was learning with my team. And in doing so, I was writing all this content. And I was always getting feedback on how well I was writing.
In your style.
In my style. Friends that weren't even a part of Rodan and Fields were coming up to me saying, your writing is beautiful. And to me, it was just sort of like, well, yeah, it comes so naturally to me. It's like, it's basically my truest expression of self. I can't articulate words like speaking, but I can articulate like all of the things jumbling around in my head when I write them down.
Me too.
It just feels.
And it takes time. A lot of editing.
Oh, yes. Yes. Has to be the right.
But when you're editing and you're writing, it's again, it's personal growth. So this is like an amazing thing to join this company, receive an income, build a team, and then discover something really, precious that has been deep down inside your heart for so long.
Absolutely. And I feel like it can do that for so many people who are willing to step into it and allow it to kind of take them. It's a vehicle for so many people to do so many things. There's women who have started orphanages with their Rodan and Fields income who have been able to adopt children.
Wow.
That they wouldn't have been able to adopt. It's truly, there's so many gifts involved in the experience.
Mm. Mm. Did you ever dream that this would come out?
You joined
because you knew you wanted to make a change.
Right.
And then it just led you here.
Yeah. You can't really dream up the journey it's going to take you on. I couldn't have dreamt this up.
Yeah. Nobody has a crystal ball.
Right. Right.
If we did, I don't think it would be great.
I know.
Right?
Kind of boring.
Yeah. So your passion has evolved. What is your vision for yourself and your team?
So my vision for my team and myself, I want to empower as many people as possible to live into their truest expressions of themselves. And I see potential. I feel like it's a gift that I really do see so much potential in others. And my team, I just want them to have the courage to step into whatever it is they want for their life and to not settle, never settle for less, never just kind of be complacent because this is our one life, right? Mm-hmm. We've got to, and professionally, it's like we spend so much of our day professionally, so we've got to love what we do.
Mm. I love your blogs.
Thank you.
I've been reading all of your blogs, and you've inspired me. Like I was really, I don't want to cry right now, but I was really like diving in.
Yeah.
And reading your thoughts, it really hit close to home for me.
Thank you. I imagine
it hits close to home for other people. We almost have to go to break, but not quite yet. So I want to dive in a little bit more of this ideal person that you want to help. So it can be somebody that can work from home or from anywhere.
Right. You can work literally, it's on the go. So if you're in line at the post office, if you're waiting for a prescription in a drive-through, if you're...
How easy is it once you get the hang of the system?
It's so simple. Once you get the hang of it and kind of start to weave it into your life, it is very, very simple.
Because you look at the website all the time, you know what things to do, how to reach out, react,
right. Order,
make it happen, whatever you're doing.
Right. It's just social. It's very social. That's why we call it kind of a social commerce, because it's just having conversations with people, sharing these incredible products and this incredible opportunity with others.
And it can be for somebody with a busy life.
Yes.
But it can also be for somebody who is not very busy.
Right.
And they really want to connect with the community and be more involved beyond sippy cups and diapers that kind of thing. And it's not just the stay-at-home moms, because there are plenty of other people that are transitioning out of corporate.
Yes.
And doing this on the side.
Yes.
For their retirement.
Doing it on the side while they're working their full-time job and then being able to either have a plan B. You never know what could happen in your life. Your life could get completely derailed. You could lose your job and then what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so important these days to have some sort of a backup plan, and this could be that.
And savings.
Right, savings, retirement.
Because not a lot of people save.
College funds.
I used to be the saver that just saved my tax return, and then we would just spend that down.
Right.
So that wasn't really saving.
Yes.
But anyway. All right, well, I hope you stay with us. We have one more segment. You can reach Kara Juca at thedreamjournal.net. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives. At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Thank you. close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy.
Back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And oh my God, what a great line. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make. Do you feel like you're doing that?
Yes.
Like you're making your own, you're clearing out your own path.
Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah. So really, this is a wrap-up segment. And I want to talk about, we just talked about how it can be someone's secondary income or primary. And I really want to know, do you have clear steps that can take someone that joins your team to make it primary?
Absolutely, because I did that for myself. I was working full-time when I began.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I was working full-time when I started the business. And I was able to just kind of weave it in between. And I then supplemented all of my that income to be able to stay home.
Wait a minute. So how long did that take?
To stay home full time, it took me 2.5 years.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
From weaving it in.
Mm-hmm.
And now your income is equal to what it was.
And starting to exceed it. Yes.
2.5 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is huge.
Yes.
Mm. And how easy is it? Like the first consultation is what, 15 minutes, 20
15
minutes?
To 20 minutes, just to kind of have a conversation to see if this could truly benefit the listener.
Okay. And then they, what, they buy a kit?
They buy a kit.
And then when that, so waiting for that to come in, then what, you know, sit around twiddling their thumbs? That would be like wicked anxious for me.
It only takes 2 days. I know. I was very anxious. I was kind of like, what did I do?
What can you do in the meantime, though, in those 2 days waiting for it to arrive?
Just start to brainstorm, to kind of really study the products and study the business model.
Ah, the website.
Yes. Yeah.
Poke around the website, read a little bit about it, absorb it. And that way, when it arrives and you're holding it in your hand and you're using the products.
Right. I watched some YouTube videos about each product. So then when it arrived, I kind of pulled them all out, watched a video with them, was looking at them while the video was going, and just kind of really started to wrap my head around it.
Mm. And we talked about having a sense of belonging to the community. And really what I mean by that and what that feels like for me is drawing from the people that you're associating with, mm-hmm. like yourself and the other people on the team. And so drawing in from that, but also inspiring.
Yes.
Like, you know, you can be an inspiration to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win.
It is, yes.
It's a two-way street.
Yep.
There's lots of yin
and
yang.
There's so much room for everyone to
right?
be successful, yes.
And now, also, it's for someone who wants to build a reputable business for themselves.
Right.
So Rodan and Fields is a reputable business.
Yes, we are currently the number one skincare brand in North America. Above, we've surpassed Estee Lauder, Lancome, and Clinique.
Wow.
So we are... Basically, we are brand ambassadors for this incredible number one brand. And the trajectory of the business is to be number one in the entire world. So we're staying. We're a legacy brand.
And you are your own brand.
Yes.
So even though you are affiliated with the Rodan and Fields brand, you are your own brand in addition to that.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
you're going to attract the people that you want to attract.
Yes.
And you help your team do that too?
I do. Yes.
And so, oh my God, there's so much here. And again, the negativity is out there.
Yes, it's not inside. It's not welcome here.
And really, in life, the negativity is outside, right. Not on the inside, right?
Unless you let it in.
Yep. Unless you let it in. So do you feel like you have to pinch yourself every day?
I mean, I am. I'm so thrilled to be a part of this opportunity. And I'm so grateful that I took that step to do it because I had no idea before I jumped in what it was going to do for me. My life would be completely different than it is now.
Because you'd still be working full time.
I'd still be working full time. My kids would be in daycare. I wouldn't have the time to figure out. It created so much space in my life to figure out that I loved writing and to have the time to write. Also have the time to be present in moments with my family, with my children.
Now, how often do you go to these? Well, it's not like a retreat, but what is it? It's a
convention.
Yes. Thank you.
They have them once a year.
Yeah. What time of year?
September.
Oh.
Usually September or October, yes.
And you have been going every year?
The only year I didn't go was the year my son was born because he was like 2 months old. So I missed that year, but I've gone every year since.
I wish I could belong to something. That I could go to a convention and because the energy
is off the charts.
I mean, I go to as many things locally as I can because I love that energy.
Yeah, you can't even explain it.
I know.
Yeah.
And do you all like get together and share rooms?
Oh yeah. And we party at night. It's so much fun.
Oh my God. So you're living the dream.
I'm living the dream.
So let's go back. Is there anything else you want to share on this list of who the ideal person is? I think we've touched on pretty much everything that, you know, and it can be somebody that can, you know, be a stay-at-home mom or they can be working in corporate and want to eventually, you know, shift over.
Right. Or maybe not even. Maybe they don't want to leave their job, but maybe they just recognize this as a really great opportunity. So they can do both. Also, just somebody who appreciates great skincare, maybe wants to share it with others and get their skincare at a deep discount. And I mean, it could be that simple.
Or even for free.
For free, yes.
Like they could at least get their own skincare for free by sharing it with other people.
Right. Yeah.
And there are discounts. There's perks. I have the perks. What's the perks?
For the preferred customers, it's 10% off and free shipping.
Okay.
And you get access to all the good stuff when it launches.
I have that. So I'm getting perks.
Yeah.
But the biggest perk is my clear skin.
It looks beautiful.
We are almost out of time. Is there any last minute thought you want to share?
I think for me, it was just like I kind of felt a little bit of a gut feeling, like I don't really know what this is going to look like for me, but I'm just feeling a gut feeling that maybe I should just jump in and just try to see if it's for me. The other thing that is amazing is the business itself has a 60-day money-back guarantee. So there's a business kit for every budget, and you'll know within 60 days if it's for you or not. So it really just takes the pressure off. There's really nothing to lose, you know?
But how often do people really get their money?
Yeah, once you're in, you're like, okay, what was I waiting for?
And what's next?
Exactly. Yes, what's next?
And what's the next level? Mm-hmm. And how am I going to get those 7 promotions like you did?
Yeah.
All right, well, we are out of time. I want to leave you with one quote, and I think I found this on your website.
Yes.
So this is by Marsha Norman, and I don't know who that is. So you'll have to tell me later. But dreams are illustrations from the book your soul is writing about you. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
I love that. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of the Team Power. Hope I can build my team to millions someday. I don't know about that, but thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.